Where was the final spike driven to complete the Transcontinental Railroad? Promontory, Utah is often declared to be the location, but this town says it's the real answer. We'll decipher exactly where the rails joined on this edition of The American Countryside.
Stream your favorite Farm Journal programs, podcasts, and personalities with the new Farm Journal TV app. You'll enjoy on-demand access to the agriculture information you need from the sources you trust. It's all at your fingertips and on your schedule, anytime, anywhere. The Farm Journal TV streaming app gives you all the must-see Farm Journal shows, all the podcasts from our expanding network, along with exclusive and early view content. You can stream on your phone or smart TV. And you can download programs and watch offline. Go to farmjournaltv.com now to get the special half-off introductory offer, which gives you unlimited access to all this content with a free 14-day trial subscription and the special price of $49 for a full year. Use code BIGDEAL to get this special rate. Don't miss a minute. Subscribe today at farmjournaltv.com.
On May 10, 1869, a joining of rails at Promontory Summit in Utah is often said to have formed the country's first transcontinental railroad. Cliff Smith says that's not truly the case.
The kicker on that whole thing is, at Omaha, there was no bridges across the Missouri River there. So what would happen is a train would be coming from the east. They would have to stop there, reload everything off that train, send it across on a ferry, reload, and then go on to California.
And Cliff explains that reload could take weeks, but the National Park Service and many historical accounts state northern Utah in May of 1869 is the first transcontinental railroad.
One of the big debates I've had with the National Park Service is they are saying, oh no, the ferry system was part of the railroad. It was not. They were private companies that I'm sure the railroad hired to do that.
There was not a bridge over the Missouri River in Omaha until 1872. Another route worked around that delay, crossing the river at Omaha.
They brought the railroad from Chicago to Kansas City. The bridges in Kansas City were built in 1867, so they already crossed the Missouri in Kansas City. Then they came across here and decided to link Denver.
And Cliff says linking Denver and Kansas City was truly the first transcontinental railroad, and that joining of the rails took place here, where he lives in Strasburg, Colorado.
Had that not happened, Denver would not have been near the city that it turned out to be, because it was linked to the railroad in order to grow. If not, everything was going through Cheyenne, so maybe Cheyenne would have been the Denver that we know today.
This important linking to the rails was also an important event when it took place east of Denver. That part of the story next time as we travel the countryside in Strasburg, Colorado. I'm Andrew McCrae.